Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 13th. You'll be interested to know. 42 years ago today, in 1983, the United States space probe Pioneer 10 became the first human-made object to leave the central solar system. Launched in 1972, Pioneer 10 journeyed through the vast expanse of space, crossing the orbit of Neptune, which at that time was the outermost planet. This remarkable achievement marked a significant milestone in space exploration, showcasing human ingenuity and our relentless pursuit of knowledge beyond our own celestial neighborhood. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 62 degrees with 7-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 76 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, there's a chance of rain showers after midnight with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 58. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 7:30 with a high tide at 1:45. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain shower Saturday, highs near 64 and lows around 54. Sunday and Monday remain similar, with highs reaching 70 and lows in the upper 50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Massachusetts is projected to generate nearly $3 billion from its surtax on household income exceeding $1 million. This estimate, shared by state budget official Matthew Gorskowicz, is more than double previous forecasts. The Department of Revenue reported collections of nearly $2.6 billion from the surtax between July 1, 2024 and April 30, 2025. With May and June numbers expected to boost this total, Gorskowicz anticipates fiscal 2025 collections could reach $3 billion. Revenue from the surtax is constitutionally earmarked for education and transportation, allowing for additional spending outside the traditional budget process. Now on to sports. In an exhilarating Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, the Edmonton Oilers rallied from a 3-goal deficit to secure a thrilling 5-4 overtime victory against the Florida Panthers. With just 19 seconds left in regulation, Sam Reinhart tied the game, but Leon Draisaitl's overtime goal at 11:18 evened the series at 2 wins each. This marked Draisaitl's 4th overtime goal of the postseason, setting a new NHL record. Calvin Pickard, stepping in for Stuart Skinner, made 23 saves, helping the Oilers become only the 7th team in history to overcome such a deficit in the Stanley Cup Final. In local sports, tonight at Fenway, the Sox face the Yankees in Game 1 of a 3-game series. Garrett Crochet takes the mound for Boston, sporting a 2.35 earned run average and 2-0 record. Opposing him is Ryan Yarbrough with a 3.41. See you at Friendly Fenway under clear skies and 69 degrees. In top news, You may not be getting enough iron, which could significantly impact your health. A recent review published in The Lancet Haematology reports that iron deficiency affects 1 in 3 women, making it the most common nutrient deficiency globally. Iron is crucial for producing hemoglobin, supporting energy, brain development, and a healthy immune system. Many people do not consume enough iron-rich foods, and even when they do, absorption can vary. Common signs of deficiency include tiredness and pale skin. To combat this, consider incorporating more iron-rich foods into your diet and consult your doctor if you experience unusual fatigue or symptoms. In business news, Tesla's robotaxi service is set to begin a trial period in Austin, Texas, by the end of the month, utilizing Level 2 autonomous driving, which still requires human supervision. The service will operate a fleet of Tesla Model Ys, geofenced to a limited downtown area. Concerns arising as Tesla seeks to prevent public access to trial records. With Elon Musk's previous challenges in achieving full self-driving capabilities, safety remains a significant issue. The trial will start with 10 vehicles, gradually expanding to thousands if deemed smoothly. Meanwhile, competitors like Waymo and Amazon Zoox are already testing their services. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% for the week to about $104,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,500. And XRP is down 5% to $2.12. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Tesla's robotaxi service is set to begin a trial period in Austin, Texas, by the end of the month, utilizing Level 2 autonomous driving, which still requires human supervision. The service will operate a fleet of Tesla Model Ys, geofenced to a limited downtown area. Concerns arising as Tesla seeks to prevent public access to trial records. With Elon Musk's previous challenges in achieving full self-driving capabilities, safety remains a significant issue. The trial will start with 10 vehicles, gradually expanding to thousands if deemed smoothly. Meanwhile, competitors like Waymo and Amazon Zoox are already testing their services. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% for the week to about $104,000. Ethereum is up 1% to just over $2,500. And XRP is down 5% to $2.12. And in entertainment news, a significant battle is unfolding as Disney and Universal have sued Midjourney, an emerging artificial intelligence startup, for copyright infringement. This marks the first major lawsuit of its kind, targeting the use of studios' intellectual property to train AI models. The lawsuit claims Midjourney is exploiting Disney's and Universal's creative work through unauthorized image generation. This moment reflects heightened tensions between legacy media and AI firms as Hollywood seeks compensation in a rapidly evolving digital landscape. Experts suggest this action could redefine expectations for non-AI platforms and the future of content creation in the entertainment industry. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary, Thomas Jefferson, And he said, "I like the dreams of the future better than the history of the past." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.